Cora Lewandowski, our next live newsmaker, of course, a New Hampshire resident, nationally known in the Trump side of things in terms of the original campaign, as well as heading up the PAC, the Political Action Committee, the former president has undertaken. And Corey joins us. Spent a while. Good morning, Mr. Lewandowski. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Great to be in New Hampshire today.
There you go. There you go. Hey, before we begin on some of the local stuff, former President Trump going to Iowa for an event, I guess, next month, the first caucus process before our primary. Would the former president, is there any chance he'd be coming to New Hampshire in the fall before the end of the year for a visit like Iowa as well?
Well, Jack, I hope so. You know, I spent all day Sunday with the president in New Jersey. We talked about his political travels. I always make a pitch to have him in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary, the state that picks successful presidential candidates. Look, we've got a rally coming up in 2 weeks in Georgia. The president's going to go down for that. Then we're going to go next month to Iowa. Look, the president is gearing up his travel schedule, and the reason for that is because the American people see the failures of the Biden administration. They are longing for the days of Donald Trump when he was in the White House, and he's going to go out and talk about the vision for America that he had while he was in the White House and he continues to have. And you're going to see these big crowds continue to turn out, Jack, so I'm hoping we can get the president back to New Hampshire soon.
It seems that the president has been focused on 2022, making endorsements, the midterms. When you're with him Sunday, does he seem more likely that he may run again in 2024 or not?
Jack, we have to look at the outcome of the midterm elections. You know, I've said this many times, the president's health is the key factor. He's 75 years old. He played golf on Sunday, and I was with him for probably another 6 hours after that. He just kept on working. You know, the American people know what his work ethic is like, so health has to be the first factor. After that, I think we have to make sure we have the money and the resources necessary to be able to get our message out. We've done a great job raising money. We've raised almost $200 million now since he's left the White House to continue with his political activities between the small dollar PAC and the super PAC, which I oversee. And then lastly, you know, the outcome of the midterm elections is very important. We're making endorsements all the time for candidates that we want to see be successful. The president's going to be endorsing very soon in the Wyoming congressional race against Liz Cheney. And I think you're going to see the Republicans take back the House and the U.S. Senate in 2022. And that, I believe, is going to be a serious indication if the Trump America First agenda is still on the minds of the people here. And if so, I think you're going to see him run.
Let me ask you this, Corey Lewandowski. In the 1st Congressional District, you've been close. Matt Maurer just joined us live. He's officially in the race again as a Republican. He said you're with him. You two you've expressed support for him in the past, as has the former president, Carol Levitt, who'll be joining us in a little bit this morning. She also worked in the Trump White House. She's another candidate, Gail Huff Brown, spouse of former Senator Brown, may or may not run. But it's getting to be a crowded primary already in that 1st Congressional District. Will you and the former president be making an endorsement here? And if so, is it Matt Maurer, or are you open-minded?
Well, I would say this. Look, you know, the president makes his own decisions on endorsements. You know, Matt has been a friend of mine for a long time. I support him. I've known him a long time. I think he's a great candidate. I think he ran a fantastic race 2 years ago. And so, you know, I'm going to support Matt Maurer in this race. There's no question about it. If the president wants to make an endorsement, then that's going to be up to him. That being said, you know, it is a seat that the Republicans can and should win. It takes us to the majority in the House in 2022. It puts the Republicans in control and retires Nancy Pelosi from the speakership, which I know is the president's priority. I know it is the Republicans' priority. So the 1st Congressional District in New Hampshire is going to be essential. I don't know if Gail Huff gets into the race. You know, she is a pro-choice, anti-gun Republican, and that's perfectly fine, I guess, in some places. But this is the party of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's endorsement matters. And it's about supporting Donald Trump and him supporting the candidates who have been with him from the beginning. So I think as it comes down to an endorsement, I would say, you know, Matt Maurer probably has the inside track. He had the president's endorsement 2 years ago. He's been part of the team for a long time. And, you know, we'll see what the president ultimately decides.
Corey Lewandowski, before we let you go, when you were with the president Sunday after his round of golf, did he talk specifically now that the so-called final plane has left Afghanistan? I know he's put out some messaging critical of the Biden administration, Americans left behind. Did he bring up specifically the state of what's going to happen in Afghanistan going forward, the Taliban naming a new government, no women in that government, obviously, known terrorist is one of their cabinet members. The president expressed any frustrations Sunday or over the weekend when you're with him about the final hours and the evacuation and the mess in Afghanistan.
Oh, he absolutely did, Jack. And what he said was if he would still be the president of the United States, none of this would have been happening. He had a plan, but he also knew that the Taliban respected the will of President Trump and knew that if they crossed the line, there would be severe consequences. We know now that the Taliban who's running these checkpoints is determining who can and can't get through those checkpoints. We know that Joe Biden has left Americans behind, which is a fatal flaw. And we've seen Secretary Blinken blame those Americans for not getting out. This is the same individual, Jack, who was on vacation in the Hamptons as Kabul fell. And so, look, we had an opportunity under the Trump administration for 18 months of no Americans dying overseas in Afghanistan. Joe Biden comes in, and we have one of the worst days in a decade of Americans being killed because of the ineptitude of this administration. He's frustrated, he's disappointed, and more than that, Jack, we lost a number of great servicemen over there because of the failures of this administration.
We're Lodusky live, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you. We'll get you back again soon.
Thank you.